Jimmy and Ray. Best individual performance. Zorba, today. He was off the scale. Love it that he's tipped against the Knights again. They've only got to show up now. By the way, I've been saying that for years about the players all sticking around for a love-in chat on the field after a loss. Joey and the Chief used to spit fire after losing. Bring back the hate.
Yep.
That's from Stu.
The passion.
Absolutely. Dean Bulldog Richie up next. We'll get a sports update. We'll speak to Phil Moss about Liverpool's very lucky win in the English Premier League overnight.
Doesn't matter. 3-2.
It's keeping the dream alive.
Good guys are still there.
At least for a couple of days.
Go Leicester.
And, of course, we'll take your calls on the open line. 13 53 53.
I'm Sean Bindley. The Morrison government is facing a major task to hold on to at least two of its Perth seats, including that of Attorney General Christian Border. Polling for Seven West Media published today shows the primary vote for the Liberal Party has slumped in Pearce, Swan and Cowan compared to the 2016 federal election. Mr Porter, who holds Pearce with a margin of 3.7%, is losing votes to One Nation on 5% of the primary vote, and Clive Palmer's United Australia Party is on 2%. The Liberals' primary has fallen from 44.5% in July 2016 to 40%, while Labor has improved its primary support from 44.3% to 45%. On a two-party preferred basis, the Liberal Party support has dropped from 53.6% to 51%. Firefighters battling a suspicious blaze at a community hall in southeast Melbourne have evacuated homes in the neighbourhood. The fire is believed to have started just after 3 a.m. this morning at the building on Watley Street in Carrum, with flying embers causing concern and prompting the evacuations. It's believed no one was inside the building, and the exact cause of the fire is yet to be established. Watley Street is expected to be closed for several hours. A leading Conservative Party figure says English Prime Minister Theresa May could reach a Brexit deal with the opposition Labor Party within days, after senior ministers urged compromise following poor local election results. Ruth Davidson, the Conservatives' leader in Scotland, told party members a cross-partisan agreement on Brexit was needed before this month's European elections, or Britain's major parties would face an even bigger backlash from voters. The Conservatives lost 1,332 seats on English local councils that were up for re-election, and Labour, which would typically aim to gain hundreds of seats in a mid-term vote, instead lost 81. Sri Lankan President Mithrapala Sirisena says his security forces would eradicate terrorism following devastating suicide attacks on Easter Sunday and restore stability before a presidential election due by year's end. He says he believes Islamic State were behind the April 21 attacks, which targeted churches and luxury hotels and killed more than 250 people, including 42 foreign nationals. The group has claimed responsibility. Sri Lanka's security forces are on high alert amid intelligence reports that militants were likely to strike before the start of the Islamic holy month of Ramadan, due to begin on Monday. US President Donald Trump is promising a deal with North Korea, despite that nation firing several missiles in violation of international norms. South Korea is describing the action as a series of projectiles fired off the east coast of North Korea. A US correspondent, Priscilla Huff, reports.
South Korea is asking its neighbor North Korea to stop acts that escalate military tensions on the Korean Peninsula. And that includes the firing of what is now described as several, quote, unidentified short-range projectiles into the sea. U.S. President Donald Trump is promising a deal will happen, raising eyebrows in a tweet that Kim Jong-un knows, quote, I am with him and he doesn't want to break his promise to me. With the U.S. State Department only referring back to the president's tweet, Korea watchers warn the launch is an expression of Pyongyang's frustration with a current stalemate. Priscilla Huff, Washington.
This is Air News. Rugby League and West Tigers coach Michael Maguire has refused to consider shifting skipper Moses Mbai into the halves in an attempt to reignite their NRL season. After a promising start to 2019, the Tigers were reminded just how far they are off the pace in their 42-12 mauling at the hands of a Latrell Mitchell-inspired Sydney Roosters at the SCG last night. Having been pumped 51-6 by Parramatta a fortnight ago, it was their second heavy loss in 3 weeks and ejected them from the top eight. With Josh Reynolds and Benji Marshall no guarantees to return in their Magic Round clash with Penrith next week, their playmaking stocks have taken a hit. Back rower Ryan Madison filled in at number 6 against his former side last night, while Mbai had an unhappy night at number 1, dropping an early bomb which handed the Tricolours field position. Rugby and Brumbies hooker Falau Fainga has Wallabies legend Joe Roff in his sights after becoming this Super Rugby season's leading try scorer. Fainga scored a hat-trick, all from rolling mauls in the Brumbies' 26-21 win against the Blues last night, and now has 10 tries this season. And finally, to tennis, and Greek Maria Sakkari has rallied from a set and a breakdown to beat British number one Joanna Konta 2-6, 6-4, 6-1 to lift her first WTA title at the Rabat Grand Prix in Morocco. Australian Independent Radio News.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Chardonnay. By De Bortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
Cruise your own adventure with Royal Caribbean and you'll save up to 50% off kids and up to 30% off adults. Book now at royalcaribbean.com.au or your local travel advisor. T's and C's apply. Looking south to Appin, Appin Road near Bryan Road has now been partially opened after an earlier accident. There's a stop-slow lane in operation and delays to Mascot Airport. It's heavy on the M5 through Kingsgrove and Uncliffe, as well as Kaima as you approach Marsh Street. 5% deposit is all you'll pay till completion with the Clarendon House and Land Package. To find out more, visit any of their display centres today. T's and C's apply. I'm Solomon Gates, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
Do you run a wholesale or manufacturing company? Want to know about the best software and latest trends for your business? Then the Apps for Wholesalers Conference and Technology Showcase is for you. Held in Parramatta on Thursday, May 23, it's a year's learning in one day. Featuring a showcase of the best technology and a selection of speakers on a range of topics, from how to select the right software to marketing and succession planning. Visit appsforwholesalers.com for details. That's apps, the number four, wholesalers.com. Use the promo code RADIO for your free ticket and save $55.
Mum, we have a very precious gift card right now at Bing Lee.
Define precious.
I thought of it and I'm precious.
Yes, Lano, you are.
Spend $650 or more on a washer or dryer at Bing Lee and you'll receive a bonus Bing Lee gift card worth up to $250.
That is precious. Say it again.
A bonus gift card worth up to $250 when you buy a washer or dryer at Bing Lee.
Wow.
It was all my idea.
Don't be precious.
Conditions apply.
Sky Sports Radio, Sydney weather.
Sydney's weather today, partly cloudy. There's a high chance of showers. They're saying 80%, Jim, along the coastal fringe, but mainly in the afternoon and evening. Heading for a top temperature of 20 degrees in Sydney today. James, what's the forecast for Dubbo and the Sapphire Coast?
Right now, Dubbo, mostly sunny today and a maximum temperature of 20 degrees. For the Sapphire Coast, though, a shower or two, which is good news for the farmers down there, and a maximum temperature of 18 degrees.
Big win for Wayne, and in there goes John Southern.
He scores.
He gets the ball down. And Goannis his way towards the southern end of the ground.
Chapman Durant rips one at 3. Oh! He has a clean score!
Granville breaking up. You won't stop Tavalolo there. He would run through a brick wall times 5. He scores from 5 metres out.
Messi.
Listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Jimmy and Ray.
Yeah, welcome back. Final hour of the program, 1353 53. If you would like to be involved in it, just to the New South Wales listeners, and of course, anyone, I think, I'm not sure whether a Victorian listener is still in there at Trent Lanscale. Big hour coming up, Dean Ritchie, very shortly. Sports update with Tanya. An A-League and EPL update. Now, this is big news for Liverpool fans. You got that big game against Leicester. That's your 38th
Man
game.
Man City, yeah.
So who's Liverpool got in their last game?
I know the big one is Man City v Leicester on Tuesday. If Leicester can take a point off Man City.
Okay, Man City's got two games in hand. They're 2 points behind. Liverpool had the win today, 3-2. Mm-hmm. Got the third goal late.
Yep.
But
Mo Salah
earlier carted off on a stretcher. You've just had a look at the replay of that.
He got hammered, didn't he?
So, question marks about his availability next game. That'll be next Saturday. I love the way they all start at the same time. Isn't that fantastic?
Exactly, yeah.
For the last round, 13:53.
It's the magic round, so to speak, in some way, shape or form.
Now, there is a protest over at Churchill Downs, race 12. That's Maxim Security. Went across the line first, but the second-placed horse, Country House, has lodged a protest. So second v first, and we're just awaiting the outcome of that. I think Country House was at some odds too.
That'd be huge. In fact, $51, I think.
So. $51. So there you go. We're talking Israel Folau this morning. We're talking about the difficulties that Penrith find themselves in. We're talking about the difficulties around Raylene Boyle and her really impassioned plea to the IOC president, Thomas Bach, yesterday, wanting her 100 metre and 200 metre gold medals. Not reinstated. She wants it readdressed.
Yeah, exactly.
Going back,
not just hers, a whole.
Absolutely,
and that opens up the Pandora's box, I suppose. I didn't make mention of it, Jimmy. Last night, do you happen to watch the supercars in Perth?
I didn't.
I think it's pronounced Barbagallo. Tanya will correct me if I'm wrong.
Right.
It looked spectacular under lights. It was a nighttime race, so Scott McLaughlin won it.
Yes.
It looked spectacular. It was fantastic.
It's an interesting, if you're going to do the night racing, why would you do it in Perth? Because that makes it for the eastern states really, really late.
It was started at about 8:45 Sydney time. So it was, didn't watch the finish of it, but I tell you what, it looked spectacular. And as you mentioned with the magic round, sport has to be innovative and try these different things, Jim.
Yeah, most definitely. Hey, we'll get our second question for China Doll Quiz very shortly. We're going to go to Dean Bulldog Ritchie. One of the things I thought was really interesting from my point of view. On Friday, obviously, a lot of Sharks stars were out, and they had a great win against the Melbourne Storm. I would love if the league and the club ensured that fans knew exactly how much of your salary cap was on the field or potentially on the field at any one time.
It's an interesting concept. Yeah.
Don't you think? With Sean Johnson and Matt Moylan and Wade Graham sitting in the stands, how much of your salary cap is on the field?
Good point.
I think it has impact on betting markets too.
Exactly.
I think that's another factor that you could take into consideration.
I like it, Jim. Before we go to Dean Ritchie, our talk topic today is on impressive individual performances. G'day again, Ray and Jimmy. The great Gary Ablett Sr. once kicked 9 goals for Victoria against South Australia, playing on the wing. He was unbelievable, G. Ablett. He was the best player ever seen. On another day, Coach Tom Hafey and Captain Mick Turner were seething when Ablett didn't show up at the MCG until 20 minutes before the start of the match. The great man calmly went out and booted 6 goals in the first quarter. Cheers for Mark. I was at MCG one day and watched him on a wing kick 14 goals for Geelong. He had his best. Oh, I don't think there's been any better, but people argue. But he was a phenomenon, Gary Ablett.
13:53:53, the open line number. Time now to talk some rugby league. We do it with Dean Bulldog Ritchie. We do it every Sunday. G'day, Dino.
Yeah, good morning, Jimmy. Good morning, Ray.
Hiya,
Jimmy,
Dino.
You also overlooked Aaron Woods in it.
Aaron Woods, there's another one.
Really?
It's about $3 million, I hear, on the sideline. So, yeah, you're right. It's a very interesting and fascinating
statistic
that would come out if the NRL would do that.
Well, I think there needs to be increased transparency around salaries. Even if you don't list who the players are, you just say, hey, we have this much of our salary cap on the sideline. I reckon it's of interest to fans. Fans then go and manage their expectations and say, oh, you know, well, we're losing our stars with this so many people, and I think it puts it into perspective. It puts it into perspective that win on Friday night, and it helps you understand why Craig Bellamy was so upset after the game, Dino.
Jimmy, I wrote a piece during the week about coaches and the amount of fibs we're being told. I just think that as a game, we should grow up a bit more. I think all this ridiculous shenanigans about who's in, who's out, he's not playing, his injury is not serious. I just think that it's becoming more deceptive. And when we've got super coach these days, and of course all the gambling institutions, and the amount of money that is wagered on rugby league, I just think it's time that we really mature as a game. I think all these silly games that coaches play in terms of who's in and who's out, it's time for it to end.
Yeah, the transparency in the game is so important, Dino, particularly, as you mentioned, when so much wagering is on rugby league these days, which is only going to grow because it's
you hope so.
Well, it will be a massive revenue earner for the game. Transparency is so important, particularly if you're for the punter out there, Dino.
Look, Ray, I get that coaches want to keep some things close to their chest. It's what they do. But some of the coaches in the last few weeks, I mean, Stephen Kearney was asked face-to-face, would Roger Tuivasa check play last week, and he just said, yes, he's playing, but clearly he was out. He was ruled out earlier in the week. So, look, as I said, it's just a matter of, as you say, Ray, the game growing up and being more transparent. I just think we've gone past that. I think all the under-the-radar stuff is just we're better than that. We don't need to do that rubbish. It's time for the coaches to be honest, be up front. There's too much riding on every game now for these lies to be told. I guess that's, lies is a heavy word, but it's about the only way you could describe
misleading.
It.
Misleading.
Oh, I'm Trent Robinson's greatest fan. He clearly and deliberately misled everyone the other day about Lachie Lamb and whether he was playing in the Anzac Day game. And I totally understand why he did it. But you, Dean, and this, I haven't said this a lot on a Sunday, Dean, you're 100% correct. There are 32 teams in the NFL, and there are strong financial sanctions for those coaches and teams that mislead the public about who's available
same
and
the
who's
AFL.
Not. You have
AFL's
to,
the same.
You have to fully disclose what's wrong with them, how long you anticipate them being out, and why we don't get that in the National Rugby League, I think, is a point well made. The Bulldogs last night, they went there, they were okay, they let themselves down a couple of times against Manly, but what about these sackings that have happened there in the football department, Dino? Some weren't a surprise, but the magnitude of them, four gone in one fell swoop.
Yeah, news filtered through about midday yesterday, Jimmy, but four quite big names, Andrew Barra, Gareth Holmes, Warren McDonald and Andy Patmore. I'm hearing that it is has been done to give Dean Pay more say, so it's actually an endorsement of Dean Pay, these decisions, but certainly four high-profile people have gone. Gareth Holmes is the football manager. He only joined the Bulldogs last year. He quit Manly to go and work at the Doggies. He's also gone as well. So, yeah, significant changes out there. It's obviously reached that point where they think that the structure in the football department has to be rejigged. Things aren't working as they are at the moment. So certainly four big names there gone. While on the Bulldogs, two guys, Reece Martin, has come good in the last few weeks. I think you'll find that the Dogs have started negotiations there to extend him at Belmore. There isn't a lot of interest from rival NRL clubs, but I am hearing there's significant interest from the English Super League. So the Dogs looking to re-sign Reece Martin. He re-signed last year for 1 year, so he comes off again this year, but I think you'll find that a new deal will be struck with him in the next few weeks.
Just on the Manly and Canterbury game yesterday, Dino, talk about a team ravaged by injury. The Sea Eagles were certainly undermanned, but they're finding ways to win for Desi Hasler.
Yeah, that's 5 from 6 now, Rain. Of course, let's not forget that Dragons game. They got beaten down at Wollongong, ended in contentious circumstances too. Potentially, that could have gone into Golden Point. But look, as for Des, as you say, right, they're just hanging in games. They're looking like they're outclassed at times. Certainly against the Raiders last week, they were up 12-0. Canberra, it looked like it was going to be a very difficult afternoon at Lottoland, but again, they hang in there, they play tough, they're playing for their coach, they're playing for each other, and they just find a way to win. Look, if Dez can get into the semi-finals this year, you'd think that is an incredibly successful year for Hasler. You think about it, guys, about, say, 28 points will probably get you into the semi-finals. You've got a bye in there. So that means 13 wins. Teams like Manly are on 5, 6, 7 wins. They don't need to double that money in round 8. So they're already halfway there.
And they get back Tom and DCE a little bit later on in the year. Round 12, I think, is what's quoted in the Big League magazine. What about the Rabbitohs on Thursday night? Exceptional performance, elements of luck associated with it. But you, as Ray said earlier, you make your own luck. And Cody Walker was excellent. Does Cody Walker fit into a New South Wales State of Origin squad?
It's an excellent question, Jimmy. I think you'll find Luke Keary would have his nose in front. And, of course, there's clearly James Maloney, who is the incumbent. But whether Walker may pinch a bench spot, he can play a couple of positions in the back line. He's certainly on form. He's right there. And based on what we saw again on the weekend, he's just hungry, Jimmy. He's got that desire about him, Cody Walker. Wayne Bennett actually said he's among the most gifted players he's ever coached, which is an incredible rap given the players that Bennett's coach going back to 1987. So, look, I just think at the moment, guys, South Melbourne, albeit they lost to Cronulla, and the Roosters are clearly top three sides of the competition at the moment. And Look, other sides will rise. They will come from the back of the field. But at the moment, you know, they're the three that are totally dominating. Just on South, while I'm here, guys, they're denying it at the moment. But, gee, that rumour that they're chasing Kavita Pangai Jr. continues to rumble along in rugby league. Pangai only signed a one-year deal at the Broncos. So he comes off contract. So, look, South are saying their cap is full. They don't have the money for it, but certainly it's the room that just won't go away.
Mm. Well, what about the Roosters last night, Dino? And I think Jimmy and I were speaking about Latrell Mitchell earlier, and I think he's the most exciting player in the game. And that's saying something, because the Roosters have got so much talent there with, like, the Tedesco, Akiri, etc. But you just want to watch him play football, don't you? He's unbelievable, Latrell Mitchell.
It's just a wonderful cycle of rugby league, Ray, isn't it? We lose Greg Inglis, Latrell Mitchell emerges. We just have this ability in the game to produce superstar players. And let's not forget, Latrell was playing up in New South Wales Cup up there at, I think it was Wyong, only last year or the year before. So he got a bit of a clip over the ears from Trent Robinson in terms of attitude. But he's certainly come back to be quite clearly at the moment. I can't think of a better player, form-wise, in the NRL than Latrell Mitchell. Last night was just a 10 out of 10 performance. He's on another planet when it comes to other players at the moment. I think he is a genuine superstar of the game.
Yeah, most definitely. All right, mate, any changes to these big couple of clashes today?
Yeah, the Warriors by the Knights at Mount Smart. That's a 2 o'clock game, Jimmy. For the Warriors, David Pusatua, he's got ribs. He goes out. Jared Beale is the replacement there. Jazz Tavia, also off the bench through injury. Roger Tuivasa-Sheck and Blair Green back for the Warriors, so there's a positive out of Auckland. For the Knights, Jesse Raymond goes out with a shoulder injury. Sione Natautia is the new centre. Kurt Mann comes onto the bench. And the second game this afternoon, that's Parramatta and the Dragons at Bankwest. That'll be a big game. 4 o'clock kickoff. No late changes expected for the Parramatta Eels. Daniel Lavaro comes back from concussion. He will start. Tim Manor, George Dennings dropped off on Tuesday. And over there at the Dragons, they should be 1 through 17, guys. Ewan Aitken, though, he has gone to the bench with Zach Lomax to start there for the Dragons.
Zach Lomax, my favourite player. Hey, yes. Dino, before I let you go, question to you and to Jimmy. This is from a listener, Matt. He's just text in, hey, boys, could Luke Keary play 7 and Cody Walker play 6 for New South Wales?
Dino?
Oh, look, from my point of view, guys, absolutely. I think they have invested. Excuse me, guys. I picked up a terrible cold. I think they've invested in Nathan Cleary.
Yeah.
Ray, I think that they'll stick with him. He's 21 years old. I don't think they'll go past Cleary at the moment. His form's been modest without being bad. But I think that they've gone with Cleary early. They see him as a long-term Origin player. And at this point in time, I think they'll stick with Nathan Cleary.
I'm distressed.
You agree with Dino?
Again.
Cleary and Keary in the half.
Cleary and Keary.
Give me my brothers today.
Dino, I've got my fingers like this together. I know it's radio and it doesn't really work, but Ray is acknowledging how close you and I are today in our thinking, which is disturbing all in of itself.
You can say, Dino, great minds think alike.
Great minds think alike, but as my father would also say, fools never differ. any other news around Dino?
Just that Manly, guys, Lyle Gorman will be moved aside as Manly's CEO. He'll be put in charge of the Seagulls Centre of Excellence, which is going to be built at Brookvale in coming years. So I think you'll find Manly will be on the lookout for either a new CEO or a new head of football. And we all know that Desi Hasler's got incredible influence at Manly. So you would imagine that if it is a head of football, that it will be one of Des's men that would come in. So, look, good times at Manly at the moment. Lyle Gorman will stay. He'll just be in a different position.
Good on you, Dino. Appreciate that. And we will speak next week.
Thanks, brother.
Thanks, Dino.
Dean Bulldog Richie with all the latest thoughts on the game of rugby league. 1353 is the open line number. Just before we go to a sports update, second question in the China Doll long-time listener quiz. Why did Gerard Daffy miss Warrnambool? Why did Gerard Daffy miss Warrnambool? Woke up, things weren't good. So, and that could be anything, really, with Gerard. Do not call yet. Wait till you get your third clue. Time now for this.
On the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, a sports update with Tanya Thomas.
And we'll start off, boys, with the drama happening at Churchill Downs. Maximum Security led the race from start to finish to originally win. A protest came in, second versus first, Country House versus Maximum Security for interference at the 500. It's in fact the first riders' objection protest in 18 years of the Derby. It was upheld. So the new placings now are 20, 13 and 8. Maximum Security was disqualified, and Country House paid $76.70 on the tab.
Gee.
So, a bit of drama there.
Yes.
Continuing on, Latrell Mitchell scored more than half of the Roosters' 42 points in last night's 42-12 win over the West Tigers at the SCG. His 26-point haul included a trifecta of tries. Manly recorded its fifth win of the season with a gutsy 18-10 win over Canterbury, and Canberra defeated Penrith in Wagga 30-12. The night soured even more for the Panthers with Isaiah Yeo, Viliami Kikau and Malachi Witini-Lesniak all injured. James Maloney and Liam Martin were placed on report. Today, the Warriors play Newcastle and its Para and St George Illawarra at Bankwest Stadium. Jeremy Cameron booted six goals, lifting GWS to a 44-point AFL win over St Kilda, 114-70. Sydney's woeful season continued with a 22-point loss to Brisbane in Brisbane, 103-81. The Swans now sit second last on the ladder. Melbourne beat Hawthorn by five, a huge win for the young Western Bulldogs over Richmond, 99-52, and West Coast defeated the Gold Coast. A couple of late missed opportunities saw the Waratahs go down to the Bulls overnight, 28-21 in the Super Rugby match in Pretoria. The Melbourne Rebels, trailing the Hurricanes 26-0, staged a comeback but fell short 29-19 for their third straight loss. The Brumbies, however, had a win 26-21 over the Blues. The Highlanders and the Chiefs drew 31-all, and this morning the Jaguars 30 beat the Stormers 25. Meantime, the Junior Wallabies beat New Zealand 24-0 to win the under 20 Oceania Rugby Championships on the Gold Coast. Scott McLaughlin won the 83-lap 200-kilometre supercars race last night at the Barbagallo Raceway in Perth, extending his lead in the championship race. It was the second night race in 21 years. The other was in August last year in Sydney. Jamie Wincup said the carnival atmosphere of night racing is a winner and likened the atmosphere on the hill as that of a Big Bash cricket match. At the newly opened Queensland State Netball Centre, the home team, the Firebirds, drew 57-all with Collingwood. Today, the Swifts play the Thunderbirds in Adelaide and the Giants meet the Melbourne Vixen. Elimination final number two in the A-League today, where Adelaide hosts Melbourne City. It's then a quick turnaround for the winner to take on Perth next Friday, and on Sunday, Sydney FC will play Melbourne Victory. The Premier League title race is still on, with Liverpool getting away with a 3-2 win over Newcastle this morning, but suffered a huge blow with Mo Salah stretchered off with a head knock. Man City go back to the top with a win over Leicester on Tuesday morning if they can win that. Either way, it sets up a mouthwatering final round next weekend. NBA semi-final playoffs, and this morning at 10:30, it's Game 3, Houston versus Golden State. The Warriors lead the series 2-0. Quickly back to racing, and Aidan O'Brien won his 10th English 2000 Guineas overnight with Magna Greta, ridden by his son Donica. And Ash Barty won her ninth tennis match in a row overnight. She knocked out Daria Gavrilova in the first round of the Madrid Open in just over an hour, 6-1, 6-2. It was a terrific match. It was a little bit of the end of that, didn't we? And Ash Barty, she's been on fire at the moment.
Question without notice, Ten. Jimmy, is Ash Barty Australia's best sportswoman right now?
I don't know, you've got Sam Kerr.
Sam Kerr was the one that immediately sprung
Elise
behind
Perry,
you.
Elise Perry, perhaps.
Elise Perry's the second one that sprung behind you.
Good line, Ben.
And then is Ash Barty.
And Ash Barty, oh, most definitely.
Triple
yeah,
almost.
It's number nine
in the
sport.
Yeah, she's number nine in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably Sam Kerr just, but all three of them are just absolutely suit.
And they're all great ambassadors for their sports, aren't they?
Who's the greatest male athlete, if you're going to differentiate based on gender, Ray?
Well,
you did earlier.
Yeah. No. I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Thinking.
Who's the greatest male athlete at the moment?
Silence. Need the cricket.
Anyway,
where is Jim?
China Doll, the award-winning restaurant located at the historic Finger Wharf at Woolloomooloo, takes creative dining in Sydney to another level. Thank you, Tan. China Doll offers... Enjoy this afternoon. China Doll offers an innovative menu, impressive cocktail list, personalised service and spectacular views of the Sydney skyline. Their menu showcases a modern take on culinary traditions from China, Hong Kong, Japan and Southeast Asia. And, of course, the chili salt squid and the king prawns are out of this world. And the pork, Raymond.
Pork.
Have you got, how are you going with the mayo?
I'm still thinking. Jason Day.
Go on. Be controversial and say Steve Smith. Dine where the racing industry dines, all under the expert eye of restaurateur Steve Anastasio. For bookings, call 02-9380-6744. That's 9380-6744. Or visit the website chinadoll.com.au.
Business is thriving and we're growing really fast. I want to keep the momentum and open a second garage, but I just don't have the cash.
So you call OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. We've helped thousands of small business owners get ahead with loans of up to $250,000. Get approval in hours and funds in your account as early as the next business day. At OnDeck, we say yes to small business. So for a loan to help you expand your business, apply now at ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.
Satisfaction. There's payday satisfaction.
Yes.
Perfect lawn satisfaction.
Yes.
Hole-in-one satisfaction.
Yes.
Then there's getting an Amarok V6 Auto starting from $49,990 drive away with a 5-year unlimited kilometre warranty satisfaction. Plus, for a limited time across all Amarok V6 models, 3 years free scheduled servicing. Get some end of financial year satisfaction at Volkswagen today. Conditions and exclusions apply. Visit Volkswagen.com.au.
Look, I'm afraid I'm leaving you. I know you've always been so good to me. You're always there when I need you. And the fact is, I still really love you. But, this is so hard. I have to move on. The guys are already on the beach.
Hate saying goodbye to your radio? Download Radio app on your phone and take your favourite station anywhere. Radio app, free from the App Store and Google Play.
Slug in by Shaqiri Origi! And Liverpool are 5 of the time! And still they dream!
On Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab, the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Jimmy and Ray.
Liverpool are fine on the Tyne. And still they dream. Daydream, I would have thought.
Still
but anyway.
In the hunt.
Yeah.
Late
yeah.
winner.
Yeah.
Good enough.
How'd you go with the male athlete?
I'm thinking Jason Day, but Steve Smith's a good one.
We've been overshadowed. The men have been usurped.
Well, actually, Craig from Tamworth chimed in. Morning, guys. No way is Ash Barty the best female athlete in Australia. Golfer, Minji Lee, won last week. Bring her wins on the LPGA Tour to 5 at just 22 years of age, and she is now world number 2 as well.
Great point, Craig.
Yeah, well
great
done, Craig.
Point. Yeah, girls
Craig
dominating.
Down on your little list there.
Yeah, okay, yeah. No worries. There we go.
Moss is in the house.
Yeah, Phil Moss is in the house. I thought you looked familiar.
Well, Liverpool turned up this morning, so I thought I would.
Didn't they late though?
although I'd have heard your last segment with Dean Bulldog Ritchie.
Mm-hmm.
What about his sympathy vote he was after this morning? I picked up a terrible cold.
Man flu. Yeah, exactly.
Merman. Merman.
And there was Bulldog, I thought you were made of sterner stuff.
There was no sympathy from our end. That's for sure.
No, zero. Zero. All right, let's go EPL first up. That was a late one, and as we heard there, does keep the dream alive.
Yes.
But still, 2 games in hand, Man City.
Yeah, look, this time of the year, really, it doesn't matter how you win. And it was a fighting win, which is a characteristic of Liverpool that we've come to love under Jurgen Klopp. But, yeah, look, they had to fight hard. Origi, 86th minute from a set piece.
And then 8 minutes of extra time after that.
That's right, exactly. And I guess the big talking point out of this was Mo Salah and a potential...
He got crunched.
Yeah, I don't know. I must admit, I'm not sure if it's a head injury or... Yeah, I mean, he looks very groggy. We've got it on Fox Sports News as we're in the studio. But, he certainly looks groggy. But, gee, he took his goal well. He really did. And But, yeah, so that'll be, I guess, all the headlines this week. Well, Man City have got to play tonight. There's some interesting stuff happening around the top four. Spurs have fallen over again.
Yeah.
Two red cards there, one Foyth and Song Hyun Min. So they played with nine men for a full half of football.
Were they a little flat today, Liverpool? You made mention of the fighting win. Did they play during the week?
How good's Messi, eh?
Well, no, the answer to that, Jimmy, is no, they didn't play during the week. No, look, do you know what? And it's interesting. Like, I'm one, and I think we discussed it last week. I don't like, you know, the results can mask performance.
Right.
But at the end of the day, when you're at the pointy end of the season, the Champions League and the EPL, performance takes a backseat to results. Mm. But the other morning, I thought Liverpool played pretty much as close to the best away performance that you can play against an opposition like Barcelona. The difference was Lionel Messi.
Yeah.
And he was just out of this world. I still have a big question mark over the wall for his free kick. As world-class as it was, if Alisson extends the wall by one past his post, because the ball actually just clips the last defender, doesn't go over the wall, goes round the wall. If he extends that by one, which a lot of goalkeepers do, it doesn't go in. But how he got that pace and that power from the inside of his foot from that distance.
And it's not like he hasn't done it before, so he's quite amazing. Just quick, we'll paint the picture. This game, Man City v Leicester City, so important for Liverpool fans and also for Man City fans. Then into the last round, round 38, Liverpool at home against Wolves, Man City away to Brighton.
So Socceroo is going to win the title for Liverpool. Matt Ryan. He's going to have an absolute worldie for Brighton.
Go, Matty.
And keep Man City scoreless. And Liverpool are going to lift the trophy. How do you like
I love your thinking.
Look at that. That's what you've seen in the future, have you?
Mate,
can I say something about
visualisation?
Jurgen Klopp said in the lead up to that Champions League game, he was talking about how great Messi is.
Mm.
And Messi comes out and plays great.
Words you speak.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes, I thought it was interesting. This is what I'm putting in the minds of my players.
He wasn't poking the bear, he was stroking the bear, wasn't he?
Either way, the bear got a mention.
Yeah.
You got a poke and a stroke.
Poke and a stroke.
But yeah, look, you're right.
This program.
You're right, Jimmy. It's I mean, that is one of the, you know, one of the real challenges of man management and leadership is knowing what, you know, really gets your players up. And I don't know if you remember, but not so long ago, probably 6 weeks ago, Jurgen Klopp said that the pressure is not on Manchester City, the pressure's on us.
Mm.
And it's like, you know, he knows his dressing room, he knows what they respond to. Guardiola responded by saying the same thing to his dressing room. So it's these mind games and things like that. At the end of the day, by the end of next weekend, we're going to know.
Mm. You mentioned the Spurs game. They lost 1-0 to Bournemouth. Two players sent off, though, for Spurs.
Yeah, one Foyth and Song Hyung Min.
Unusual for him, wasn't it?
Just before and after half-time.
He's normally so plastered, isn't
he? That's right, exactly. So that was a real shock. And, you know, Spurs have had a horrendous week, really, with the Champions League as well to Ajax. And, you know, they've got to go there and fight for their life. I think Ajax will get through. I really do. They hold that 1-0 lead. Pochettino. I mean, they're sweet for the top four. I can't see them. They won't miss that. But certainly there's been some. You know, Harry Kane got his injury. Song Hyung Min really stepped up, and Lucas Moura really stepped up. But the last couple of weeks they've been very shaky.
Mm. Let's go to the A League. Melbourne Victory go through against Wellington, Adelaide up against Melbourne City.
Do or die
Melbourne City. Yeah, so it's the loser goes out. What do we make of Victory's performance?
Well, they capitalised on Wellington's mistakes.
Right.
They've got an incredible record at home in finals football. Melbourne Victory, I don't think they'd lost a home final in 11 or 12. And they got the job done. And off the back of a quality free kick and header from Honda onto the head of Niedermeyer, and then Ola Toivonen. He is at a different level. There is no doubt that last goal that he scored, the poise and composure in front of goal was brilliant. Roy Krishna again proving he scored for Wellington again.
What a
proving
star.
He's incredible.
Yeah.
And I'll be surprised if he stays at Wellington.
They can't afford.
I mean, he is. He is as close to local marquee as what you can get.
Totally.
You know? So I wouldn't be surprised to see him snapped up by potentially the club where his boss is rumoured to be going.
Where is he headed?
Western United is the rumour mill, and it's in the overdrive. There is more than just smoke around it. So I think that's where Mark Rudin will head to. And his replacement has already been selected, which I find this one really interesting. Ufuk Talay, who is the assistant coach at Sydney FC to Steve Corica, has been appointed before Sydney's season is over. Mm. I would have liked to have seen that news held until Sydney's season is over. But, I mean, look, he's an assistant coach. He's not a head coach, so it shouldn't disrupt Sydney's preparations for the ACL this week away in Ulsan and then the final next week against Melbourne Victory. But news like that would be best held over until the current season is over.
What's your tip for tonight's game, Adelaide v Melbourne City?
I'm going with Adelaide. I think that this is going to be very, very tight. Both teams have scored round about the same number of goals. I think Adelaide might have scored two more than Melbourne City over the season. They've both conceded exactly the same number of goals. But I just think Adelaide are probably set up a little bit better for finals football, where they're very, very tight games. So, Adelaide to get the points at home to take Marco Kurz a game deeper into the finals before he leaves.
Which is strange in itself. $2.30, Adelaide United. $3.30, the draw. $3.15, Melbourne City. If Melbourne City do lose today, as you are suggesting, how do we summarise their season? It's based on their resources, that's a bit disappointing.
Melbourne City should be challenging for the title every season, based on what they've got available to them. And I think they've got a real off season of soul searching, and they've done some good things this season. They've unearthed some good kids in the back end of the season, but certainly a club of that size needs to be challenging for the title.
And just quickly, Phil, been a tough a few months for Alan Statchis, but some good news for him at last.
3-year deal, Ray, he's already over in Europe scouting for some players for next season. The owner has come out and said he'll get all the resources that he desires to be successful.
Has he said that before, the owner?
No.
Right. So this
not
is
to my memory.
No. Well, this is significant because that was always a complaint about the Mariners, right? He had the money, didn't spend it.
Sounds like he's listening.
Right.
Let's wait and see. He needs to deliver on those words. And, you remember Mike Mulvey coming in saying the era of mediocrity for the Mariners is over. And that didn't prove to be the case. So the owner has come out and backed Stagic. He needs to deliver on that now.
Wouldn't it have been great if all managers of the Mariners got that same type of support during the course of their reign?
Absolutely. Have you ever spoken to Paul Ocon and Tony Walmsley?
Weren't the people I was referring to, but anyway. Good work, Mossy.
People do forget my first season. We actually had some success.
Yeah, I understand.
We were a game away from the grand final. Mm. We were a point away from the last 16 in Asia.
Yeah.
That seems like a lifetime ago now.
Yeah, but you're doing it on the smell of an oily rag, right?
Yes. Yeah, we were.
No desire to go back into coaching one day, mate?
Very, very happy at NAB, Ray.
There you go.
Loving my role there and the challenge.
Stress-free life?
No, it's certainly not. Just stresses of a different kind.
Fair enough.
Are you providing stress to other people?
Yes.
Good.
Absolutely.
Good.
People work well under stress.
And if they don't, get out.
Exactly. Pressure's for tyres.
That's right. Good on you, Mossy.
Good on you, guys.
We'll speak again next week. 1353 53 is the open line number. Just want to give a shout-out to Eddie. Eddie's Meats. His young bloke Aaron is around doing the deliveries this morning. Avid listeners to the program. They do every Sunday, they do their deliveries.
Eddie and Aaron.
Eddie and Aaron
good morning,
from Eddie's
guys.
Meats. So, send a shout out to them as well. And by the way, whilst we're on it, just before we go to the break, this comes in from Rabbitoh Craig, right? You'll probably agree with this.
I do, yeah.
Hi, boys. You are flogging a dead horse trying to talk up this magic round. Dumb idea and will be scrapped ASAP. No games in Sydney. Not only this coming weekend, but also the Origin standalone round. It is madness, Rabbitoh Craig.
Just one or two games, a Friday and a Sunday. Just have two of those games in Sydney. That's all I was saying, Jim.
1353-53.
After our weekend in Wagga Wagga, myself and Loz, we're back in the Big Sports Breakfast studio. Don't forget, $100 voucher up for grabs for your hero and your villain from the weekend. We'll go inside the AFL camps of GWS and the Sydney Swans, and we'll hear from Kevin Wall, who's the Queensland Origin coach, whether he'll make that emergency phone call to Cameron Smith. All that from 5:30.
It's Harry Angel that wins the July Cup.
Harry Angel, the horse that can fly. The world's top-rated sprinter in 2017. Emphatic winner of the Haydock Sprint Cup and the Group 1 July Cup. A precocious son by Europe's leading speed sire, Dark Angel. Harry Angel, the fast outcross sire we've been waiting for. Now standing at Darley in the Hunter Valley for $22,000 including GST. Start with a Darley Stallion.
and the rest will follow.
My name is Ian Hamm, and I'm the chair of the Healing Foundation's Stolen Generations Reference Group. At 3 weeks of age, I was separated from my birth family, and even though they lived just 50 kilometres away, I never knew they existed. I never met my mum, and it pains me to this day. There are thousands of Aboriginal people just like me, and our stories have never been heard. These stories form the basis of Australia's first Stolen Generations resource kit for schools. To download the kit, go to healingfoundation.org.au.
Sports Radio and Radio Tab, the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Jimmy and Ray.
Yeah, welcome back to the Prep. We're in the home straight now, Ray.
Yeah,
aren't we? Yeah. Just a reminder, too, that protest was upheld. $76. Country House paid at tab.com.au. Massive upset.
The dangers of social media.
Yes.
Because all those outlets want to be out first with the winner, etc.
Yeah.
And subject to protest. Uh-oh. Trouble.
Time now for the third question in the China Doll long-time listener quiz. Remember, it's the pork, Ray. It's the pork.
You
it's
love the pork, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely beautiful. Where is Mark Rudin? We heard from Phil Moss. Where is Mark Rudin? Rumoured to be coaching in the future. He's leaving the Wellington Phoenix. Where is Mark Rudin? Call now. Call now if you'd like to be get those three questions, and you can win for yourself a $150 voucher, courtesy of chinadoll.com.au. By the way, that's our second to last, our penultimate, having a bit of a break over the winter period.
Okay.
And then unless we've got a restaurant up there in Queensland that would like to sponsor us during their winter carnival,
that
would be fantastic. 1353 53.
Before we go to call, this to come in from the critic. Well done, Jimmy, standing up for the downtrodden, forgotten gender species.
Yeah.
Who is Steve Smith, your man?
Yeah, the best Australian sport. But well, Tom's chipped in.
Yeah.
Jimmy and Ray, if you go on world rankings, you probably have to say Pat Cummins.
Mm.
Number one ranked test bowler, isn't he? Regards, Tom. We're looking... do we call cricket a global sport? It's really played by, at tops, 12 of 200 nations.
So yeah, I'm struggling.
Golf, tennis, running, all of that miles in front of it. So there you go. Let's go to the callers now. Bob's on the line. G'day, Bob.
How you going, fellas?
Morning, Bob.
Over the years, I've been in a number of syndicates, haven't had a lot of luck. I took up an offer that's being advertised on your station from a company called My Runners.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know them.
Yeah.
Mate, I have never been so excited in all my life. I have the tiniest share, probably only a toenail.
Yeah.
But the excitement of having a racehorse, it's just unbelievable. She's running today. On the Sunshine Coast, I got the opportunity to share a horse that's worth $300,000. Never done that in my life.
What's the horse's name, Bob?
Lyrical Girl. She's by Your Song.
And what race
right,
is it in?
Nice.
Race
like
one.
That.
Race one. There's, okay, Lyrical Girl. There she is.
$4 at the moment.
Oh, best luck. You know the saying, don't you, Bob? You can own 1% of a horse and have 100% of the fun.
Well, the thing is, you know, on a race day, you get 4 or 5 emails. You get pictures of the horse coming into the enclosure. You get to see the other owners who are there. You get to watch her crossing the line. It's just absolutely unbelievable.
We'll give it a cheer for you, mate. Hope it runs a great race for you.
Have you backed
it? If anybody wants to get involved, mate, this is a great advertiser. And I actually took up another share for Colin Hayes one this week because I'm that excited.
Good on you. Mate. Good on you, Bob.
Well
yeah,
done,
I know.
Bob.
They've advertised on this radio station previously. My Runners, that's MI Runners.com. MyRunners.com. So good call, Bob. So best of luck today for that runner, 1353 53. We've got a caller here, and the name is A for Horses. Is there AFA.
You're worried about that.
Hello, AFA.
How you going, guys? Good morning.
How are you, mate?
Morning.
Mate, listen, I don't know if he's been mentioned or not, because you guys got the Khyber after 9 o'clock up here.
Yeah.
Now, I want you to cast your mind back to 1996. He drew out in the car park. I think it might have been Lane 30, Kieran Perkins.
Lane 30. Atlanta Olympics, 1,500-metre final.
That's the one.
Yeah. No, that was a great individual because his form was all over the shop, wasn't it, mate?
It certainly was, yeah.
And you know he...
Memorable.
He went within a whisker of winning again in 2000.
Yeah, a certain Grant
That's
Hackett
right.
was just too good.
That's right. And remember, A for Horses,
remember, it was Greg Norman, the other great Queenslander, that went and spoke to him before the race. There was Vision
Perkins.
Right, yeah. Right, yeah, Perkins. There was Vision of him near the warm-up pool.
And I reckon everybody can remember where they were that morning because they all watched that race.
Neil Brooks.
The nation stopped.
Neil Brooks was the commentator at the
time
for Channel 7, and he said, "Stand up, Kieran Perkins. You are a superstar."
Yeah, that's right.
Mm. And it was Daniel.
Whiz, mate. You're good.
Daniel Kowalski went in as the favourite.
That's it.
The other Australian.
He got the silver, didn't he?
And he won it. He won it out in lane 30, according to
exactly. I like it. I like it. A for horses.
Hey, listen, mate, I've got a confession to make, too.
Go for it.
My name's not A for horses.
Funny
what
about that.
What is it?
B for honey.
Well, Jimmy finds you funny, too. So he's gone a little less. Well done. Good call.
I tell you what, we had the call of Peter about George Moore. And he was excellent, that might go ahead of him.
We've got a winner for China.
Oh, yes.
Yep. Bridget from Canley Vale. Congratulations.
Where's Canley Vale?
Whereabouts, Tim? Give me...
Smithfield.
There we go. I always ask Tim.
I think what we've been given right now, listeners, is a glimpse into the Thomas household on any given evening. Ray, we've got to do this. Okay. Tanya, yes. Where is that, Tanya, please? Where is that? And the comment you made earlier was, Tanya always corrects me when I'm wrong. And I thought to myself...
I didn't say that, did
Yes, you did. Yeah, you said it on air.
No, I said if I pronounce that...
That's a great point, Ray.
Thanks, John. You said if I pronounce that... That name wrong of that.
Yeah,
which
you,
I
said,
did.
And you said Tanya always corrects me if I'm wrong, and I thought, what a coincidence. Similar things happen in the Smith household. 13:50.
Lovely trophy.
Oh, yeah. Which team did Joe Pride say should be everyone from the New South Wales side? The Roosters. He's a mad Rabbitohs fan, so he just wants the Roosters pick for the entire New South Wales side. Why did Jared Duffy miss Warrnambool? Warrnambool missed Jared,
exactly.
But he had the bad back.
Bad back injury.
And Mark Rudin is rumoured to be coaching at?
Western United.
Western United. Yeah.
Whatever it be.
MacArthur, South West, whatever
it is. Well done, Bridget.
Well done, Bridget, from Western United in Melbourne. The Geelong, they're meant to put Melbourne, aren't they meant to put Melbourne in the...
Whereabouts...
Big on the A-League. Anyway, apparently they're still running around next year.
Well, Bridget got it right. That's all.
Well done, Bridget. Mm. Where's Canley Vale?
Oh, we don't want to go there again. Right, why do you ask those hard questions for? I can't answer them.
Well,
on
you
the
know
spot.
Why I asked it?
Because I knew. I wouldn't have the answer.
No,
yeah.
I didn't know.
I thought you'd know.
No, I don't know. Anyway, 1350.
Streets and suburbs got no idea.
You know what? This is the other thing we've done here. Mm. We had it earlier from Paramat. Now we're having our production meetings on air
exactly.
again. So we just need to move forward. Move forward. 1353, 53.
Can I move forward?
Yes.
Tony from Newcastle. This is good. Australia's current number one male athlete, Hugh Bowman. Performance and personal qualities.
Wow.
Now, there you go. That's food for thought.
But is he on a world stage? Yes, he is on a world stage.
Absolutely.
He is on a world stage. Well, where's Zach Purton fit into that?
Tanya had a call saying, I think they're two of the top three jockeys in the world right now.
There we go. Hugh Who's Bowman's the other one?
I would say I'd still think Joe Marrera.
What about Ryan Moore?
Oh, good point. The suddenly become three, he's become four. A bit crowded at the time.
Okay. All right, let's go to callers. Dougie's on the line. G'day, Doug.
G'day, Jimmy. G'day, Ray. How are you,
Doug?
Oh, not bad, mate. I lost $50 on Penrith.
Yeah, they didn't. I haven't watched the game. I don't think I will watch it. Apparently, they were awful, Doug.
Doug, don't try and get it back next week.
Yeah, I don't know. They're going to get it. They need to get new players, I think.
They got a good roster. It's just not working, James.
Got some injuries too, Dougie. That's the issue.
Yeah, that's right, James. Yeah. I was going to ask you something, mate. My friend of my lady friend, she works with me, and she's trying to get a South Sydney jumper, and it's too expensive to buy. Do you know how to get a cheap one for her?
I'm just trying to think.
You know what, Doug? Leave it to Jim. Jim's got extraordinary contacts in rugby league. I'm tipping he'll be able to come through in the crunch for you. James, a little homework for you this week. Look after Doug. Loyal long-time listener.
He is. There's no doubt about that.
Never asks for anything, Doug.
Never. No, never. Except the expensive South Sydney jerseys. But anyway.
He's trying to do his best.
I know. So hang on. What is the purpose? What do you need?
What's the purpose? You don't want to go there.
No. Well, Doug, why is it that you want the jersey? It's for your lady friend.
A lady friend of mine, she works with a name called Noi. She's Thai, and she's trying to buy one. It's too expensive for her. She's been so nice to me at work, and
all that sort of thing, you know. He follows South Sydney.
This is as good as it gets. James, the pressure's right on you.
So, hang on. No,
hey, Doug, leave it to Jimmy. I'm sure he'll come through in the crunch for you next week.
Thank you, Ray. I really appreciate that. All those little digs at you I've had about you going to the opening of an envelope.
I've got one back at last.
You got one back. It's been a knockout. Fair dinkum. Doug, something to work on during the week for me, okay? All right, I do appreciate that. Adrian is on. Adrian, wait till you're introduced. Come on, mate.
Morning.
How are you?
How are you, Adrian?
What have you got for us?
I'm going to talk about the rugby. After the 2003 World Cup, rugby was absolutely flying in this country.
$43 million in the bank.
Now it's just a parody. It's just become a farce with the, you know, along with a whole heap of decisions that are made. Really poor appointments, you know, Bill Polver and now Raylene Castle. I mean, the creation of a super rugby competition that is an absolute joke to try and follow, where they reward mediocrity. You get sides like, you know, the Highlanders in New Zealand win 15 games and they throw in, you know, the Rebels get ahead of them because of these conferences. It's just a farce, the whole thing. And for Rugby Australia to think that Israel Folau would take $1 million, totally misread the mood of this whole situation. What a joke of an organisation.
Yeah, I thought that was an embarrassing offer. I really did.
Oh, but because of his standing in the whole thing, he was never going to take that. He could
Correct.
Offer him $15 million. He would have taken it because his stance is where he is.
It's what his belief is. Yeah.
I disagree with what he said. Give him the right to say it. I don't know if it was in his contract and all this and that, but it just got... Rugby has just become such a joke, and it's so sad that's happened to that sport.
Well, the point of it is this, and my maths is not great, and that is, instead of taking $4 million, would you like to take $1 million? Like,
yeah.
No fair-minded individual is going to do that. Now, you wanted to say something about scheduling.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, exactly. Jimmy, what a joke. I mean, you know, Cowboys and the Bulldogs at ANZ Stadium, just ridiculous. At 6 o'clock on a Friday night.
Terrible.
I mean, you know, and then you've got the blockbuster game, Broncos versus South on a Thursday night, another farce at ANZ. They would have got 40 or 50,000 at Suncorp. And then you got Manly. They got a home game. You know, it's magic round all up at Suncorp. The Broncos get Manly, and it's Manly's home game. I mean, the NRL, Peter Eakin, Todd Greenberg and Peter Beattie, just walk, please.
Manly have played a home game at Suncorp Stadium over the last 3, 4, maybe even 5 years. They've always taken a home game. Remember, they've done the double header up there. So I don't have that much of a problem. So with that, I'm not sure about Magic Round. I'm a great believer in trying
things.
How many people before the 1980 State of Origin game
thought it'd work? Yeah.
Said, "No, this is ridiculous. Why are you playing? It'll never work." You just got to try.
Yeah.
You just got to try. 13:53:53. Likewise, we try to speak to Scotty Foster every Sunday morning. Mostly, we're successful. Mm. Every now and then, he can't get to the phone.
His form's been good.
I tell you what, our form's been good.
Good point.
We've been selling cars left, right, and centre for the Steve Foster and Sons Quality Cars organisation, and I think Scotty would attest to that. Morning, Scotty.
Good morning, boys. Yes, I will. And Jimmy, just to help you out, mate, I'll have a good chat to my mate Peter Wynn during the week, and we might be able to sort something out there in the way of a jersey.
Well, Dougie is a long-time listener, and if he could do something via Peter Wynn's score and Steve Foster and Sons Quality Cars, that'd be the Holy Trinity.
Well, mate, I'll talk to you during the week about that one.
Master Monkey's joined in.
What's Master Monkey chipped in?
Jimmy, can you get me a South jumper? The bloke next door brought my garbage bins in without even being asked. Size XL. Thanks, Master Monkey.
Pretty good.
That's very good.
All right. Sorry, now, what do you Scotty. Got for us this morning, Scotty?
Boys, I picked out a great little car for the listeners today. It's a 2006 Mitsubishi Colt LS 5-door automatic hatch. And this is Japanese quality and reliability packed into a great-looking little hatch. It's got all the mod cons like air conditioning, power steering, ABS brakes, front airbags, power windows, power mirrors, 14-inch alloy wheels. This one's got tinted windows and remote central locking. The car looks and drives beautifully. It is black in colour. It comes with logbooks and service history. It's going to be one very safe and extremely economical little automatic hatch. And this really is a great first car for someone special, and it is on sale for the listeners today at just $3,990. So this is a 2006 Mitsubishi Colt 5-door automatic hatch, and it's just $3,990.
Wow.
It's ridiculously cheap. So go to the website, www.fosterscualitycars.com.au, or give us a call on 963-75024, and be quick, because this car is cheap, and it's going to sell, so don't miss out on this one.
Yeah, it won't last, will it, Scotty? And if anyone needs any help with some finance, you're the man to talk to.
Yep, we can sort everyone out with their finances. We've got great finance packages available. We've got access to a number of lenders that allows us to get the best possible rates, but also allows us to help a lot of people that couldn't previously get finance get into a car. So if you've had credit issues in the past, then now's the time to give us a call. If you're on a pension, have paid or unpaid defaults, starting a new business and need a work vehicle, even Uber drivers, then go to our website, www.fosterscualitycars.com.au, or give us a call on 9-